First of all, emotional energy is not available because it is blocked. We all know what emotional blockage means. But when I was thinking about this, I happened to just turn over the pages of a book by Ouspensky. And quite by chance, I found a rather striking saying of Ouspensky's. And he says, in this book, people are not nearly emotional enough. If you think about it, it's very striking and very significant. And what does it mean? It means that our emotional centre is not functioning freely. The emotions do not flow freely. They've somehow all got jammed, all sort of stuck up, as though someone had thrown a spanner into the works, as perhaps they did when we were young or small. And Ouspensky, as you probably know, was a Russian, and Russians have the reputation of being rather emotional people, so he probably noticed this lack of emotion, this inadequate emotionality in the English, who are said, who are believed by other nationalities to be very, very reserved, and in fact, in a word, on the whole, rather emotionally blocked. But whether or not it's true of the English, that they're emotionally blocked as compared with some other nationalities or peoples, it's certainly true of the old as compared with the young. In children, we see, usually the emotional centre functions very, very freely indeed. A child is emotionally quite spontaneous until his parents or her parents start conditioning the child. Of course, it is rather the lower emotional centre which is functioning, but at least it is functioning very freely and spontaneously. But in the adult, this is usually not the case. And the older we are usually, the more emotionally we are blocked and unable to express our emotional energies. Now, there are various reasons for this blockage. One of the reasons is that for years on end, we may be engaged in mechanical routine work. In other words, work into which we are unable to put our emotional energies. Work in which we are not interested. Work in which we are not emotionally involved. So we have to put a certain amount of effort into it. We put the effort into the work with strain and with difficulty, with tension, and with worry perhaps, with unpleasant reactions and repercussions and after effects. But inasmuch as we are not able to put our emotional energies into the work, we get into the habit, as it were, of keeping our emotional energies in reserve. And eventually what happens is the emotional energies not being put into our work, into what we're doing every day and all day, gets, as it were, sort of congealed. They go all sort of sticky and gluey and then hard within us, and then they start hardening more and more, and eventually they even petrify. So we're unable to put any emotional energies into our work, or perhaps into anything at all. They've just all got stuck within us. Sometimes this emotional blockage comes about through plain and straightforward emotional frustration and disappointment. This happens, of course, to quite a number of people in the course of their lives. They never really feel or never really find any positive or creative outlet for their emotions, whether in relation to creative work or in connection with people and so on. So for this reason, they suffer from emotional frustration and disappointment, and this leads to emotional blockage. And some people, again, very afraid of being hurt, afraid of being wounded through their emotions, so they don't let their emotional energies flow out. They keep them to themselves, keep them within, and don't let themselves go very easily or freely, perhaps not at all. Another very important reason for emotional blockage is the absence of any real communication with other people. You may go through life You may know many people, have many acquaintances, but you never really communicate with anybody. If you do chance to communicate with anybody, one of the results, as you will find, is that you feel sort of emotionally liberated. It's as though energy had flowed out of you. But on account of the energy flowing out of you, in this way, you don't feel depleted, you feel more full of energy. But lots of people don't get the opportunity of any real communication with other people. They come up against a sort of blank wall, as it were. They may try to communicate, but there's no response. So the energy, again, the emotional energy, gets blocked up within us, and they become emotionally, as it were, impoverished. And this is the fate, this is the plight of many, many people in modern times, certainly in the West, certainly in this country, that inasmuch as there is no real human communication possible for them, they become emotionally blocked. Another reason for emotional blockage is the wrong type of conditioning. Now I'm thinking especially of the wrong type of religious conditioning. Most of us have been subject to this at some time or other, when we were young especially. I mean, in particular, the Christian, the Orthodox Christian teaching about morals and especially about sex, this is responsible for a great deal of emotional blockage of one kind or another in quite a large number of people. So we can see all these factors at work, all these factors operative, and the result of them all, the net result of them all is that many people, if not the majority of people, in the West today, certainly in this country today, can be described only as emotionally blocked. There's no free outward flow of emotional energy. And so people's lives are impoverished, not only spiritually, but even on the ordinary psychological, the ordinary human level.